You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
As I've already been stating, that this is a time of consecration for us, and I'm trying really hard to bring into the culture of the body of Christ, especially in our own church, the importance of consecration, the importance of prophetic appointments. The Hebrew word for season is actually moedim, and it means prophetic appointment. That's what it means. It means at an appointed time, this thing happens.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
Hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Troy Brewer here from the studios here in Big Time Burleson, Texas, playing on this amazing guitar. It's a six-string guitar, and it's called a Breedlove, and it comes out of Portland, Oregon. I have a good friend of mine up in Portland that actually got me this guitar. And God bless you, brother, and Dr. Robin Kwan from Portland, Oregon, man. God bless you so much. He always hosts me whenever I do all of my conferences up there. Guys, today you're going to be listening to a podcast. And our podcast is something that we actually put on air on Fridays. And then, of course, we always list these at troybrewer.com. So be sure and go to troybrewer.com and listen to this. I'm here in the studio here today with my very good friend, Brother George Dossett. How are you, my friend?
I am wonderful.
Yay. I'm so glad. You know what? We didn't even know we were going to do this, did we?
No, sir.
Yeah, we actually did the staff meeting here this morning, and you came. You're actually part of our staff meeting. Would you tell everybody why you are part of our staff? What do you do for us?
I've been given the opportunity to help grow the home groups, the life groups within this church. We're seeking to connect every single member of the church that we come in contact with in ministry. So my job is to get people connected to a home group or a life group or an interest group, and because that way they become part of the church.
You know, one of the great challenges that we've had is we've grown exponentially in a very short amount of time. And let me just tell you, for all of our radio listeners, we were a church of less than 200 people for 16 years. And I found, Brother George, that that's really kind of normal for a lot of people. Like Brother T.D. Jakes, they had a church of less than 200 people for like 20 years.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Yes,
you know, everybody
is.
Sees his glory, but they don't know his story. You know,
Amen.
And that's the way it
Amen.
Always is, and I love that. But we started growing a few years ago, and now there's several thousand people that call themselves, you know, part of the tribe of Open Door Church. And literally, I'm talking about 6 years ago, we had a big mess happen in our church. We only had 100 people in our church.
Yeah.
In 2011, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And to grow from that to thousands of people just in a few years is a really big deal. But there's huge challenges that go with that. The bigger you get, the smaller that you got to get, right?
Absolutely.
And we strive really hard to be a highly relational church. I mean, really, we're not even normal in how relational we are.
Absolutely.
It always amazes me because it surprises people whenever they join our church. And if I tell them, hey, this is how many people call themselves, and I always give that number out, and they're like, what? And I'm like, it doesn't feel like a great big church, does it? And they're like, no, it doesn't, you know? And that's because we have a huge value for relationship.
Absolutely. And our relationships just isn't inside these walls.
That's
it's
right.
Outside those doors. That's why it's called Open Door.
That's exactly
right. You know, we're touching the world.
We are touching the world. You know, my friend, I want to tell you that the guy that I'm sitting here talking with, and by the way, everybody that's listening on the radio, if you have any church builders among you, or if you have somebody that's in charge of small groups, or if you're a church that's looking to get bigger, or if any of that, if you know any church leaders or any church builders, you might ought to call them and tell them to tune in right now, because we're going to be talking about this here over the next few minutes, and this is going to be great. The guy that I'm actually speaking with, Brother George Dossett, For a long time, you were actually in the military before you were a part of church leadership, right?
Yes, sir.
And so what did you do in the military?
Well, first of all, I was lost as a goose. And for 26 years, I was in the military. I started off as a dumb Huey pilot in Vietnam.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't even fly straight and level when I got over there. And I was put in charge of aircraft. And I survived a year there. And then I made through my career.
Stop. Don't laugh at me now. No, no, wait. You have to stop. Honestly, so I think that you went to, you guys actually train here in Texas, right?
Mineral Wells, Texas.
Mineral Wells, Texas.
Flying TH-55s. Yes, sir.
So honestly, so you just learned how to fly.
Absolutely.
And then they sent you overseas, and you were literally being shot at and flying over the jungle and landing, having to land in hot zones and
Absolutely.
Take off fast and all that.
Absolutely. The attrition rate was pretty high for helicopter pilots at the time.
I bet it was.
And I was out doing test flights my third day in Vietnam. I didn't know how, I couldn't keep it straight and level. But I learned.
I bet you did.
Just kind of like a new Christian, you know, you walk and you stumble and mumbling around, but God keeps you in the guidelines and everything, and you learn to walk more and more and more till you can run.
Do you recall the first time that you realized I'm being shot at and these people are trying to kill me, and yes, I'm in war? Do you recall that first moment, that first time?
Yes, and the most amazing time. I was a maintenance test pilot in Pleiku. We were living in tents, and me and my friends, they had just come back from missions, and they were all standing around the doorway of the tent talking about the missions that day, and I was called out to work on an aircraft. And so I was out working on an aircraft, getting it ready to fly again, and I heard this big boom. And what happened was a rocket hit our tent, the doorway of the tent. It killed all my friends, and yet for some reason I wasn't there. I got called out, and I've got a big old piece of the shrapnel at home that reminds me every day that could have been me. You know, why me? I've had many things like that happen in my life.
Was that the piece of shrapnel that you brought to the invasion conference?
Uh-huh.
I saw that piece of shrapnel.
Can you imagine that ripping through a crowd of people? That was just one little piece.
That was one little piece. You know, my Uncle Johnny, his name's Johnny Kearns. He was in the CIA. He was in Laos. A tiny piece of shrapnel went into his chest, and it punctured his aorta, and it killed him. And that was a little piece.
Amen.
I'm talking about it was a piece of, you know, like a fingernail. And that tiny piece, and the piece of shrapnel that you brought was tremendous.
Yeah, it was about 6 inches long. It tore off a friend of mine's leg and tore off his arm.
Oh, my goodness.
And he lived about a day, and he died.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, God even redeemed that, because I met his widow about 5 or 6 years later, and she had no idea how her husband died. She was at a reunion. And so I was able to meet with her, tell her exactly what happened, give her closure on that.
Hallelujah.
And it helped her healing so much.
Brother George, I only have about 20 seconds left before we go off into our first break. And my friends, whenever we come back, I'm going to talk to him a little bit more about warfare. Then we're going to talk about kingdom warfare. And then we're going to talk about how relational and how all that fits in. We're going to talk about the power of activation. We're going to talk about the power of actually letting people be the body of Christ. My friends, you're listening to Troy Brewer, and you're listening to Experiencing Real Life, and I'll be back in 31 seconds.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
All right. Troy Brewer here. Welcome back to Experiencing Real Life. And joining here in the studio with my amazing six-string Breedlove is my good friend, Brother George Dossett. And we're actually, during this break, we were talking about, you got to repeat some of that. Can you repeat just some of that? So you guys, you were actually part of the very first special operations unit for helicopters. Tell
Absolutely.
Us about that.
Yep. Our mission, we supported the 5th Special Forces in Nha Trang, Vietnam. And our job was, it was called Project Delta. You know, you hear of Delta Force
now.
Yeah, of
course.
We were Project Delta way back then.
Wow.
And we would take NVA turncoats and Viet Cong turncoats, and the South Vietnamese Army would train them in intelligence gathering. And then we would take them out in the middle of the boonies and drop them off. And they would do their thing, and then about a week or two later, we'd come back to a predetermined point, pick them up, and they would get back in the aircraft. And if you want to be scared, you know, see a bunch of guys in, you know, black pajamas and Chinese hats coming out with machine guns towards your aircraft,
and
you don't know
if
they're good guys or bad guys.
Oh, my gosh.
So the crew chiefs would, you know, and the gunner would keep their weapons on them until they got in the aircraft and laid their guns down, and then we'd fly off home.
And you're actually inviting these guys into the aircraft, of course, because,
Absolutely.
You know, they've been out in their village. They've been out gathering intel, and then they come walking out of the jungle, and you don't have a clue if these are good guys
That's
or bad
exactly
guys.
Exactly right.
And they get in the dadgum helicopter with you, right. And you can't even watch your six. You've got to have somebody.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
We were turning around from that cockpit a whole bunch looking back.
I bet. Then you take off out of there not knowing any minute if some rocket's going to hit you or.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, you never know. But, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you close all that fear out and you focus on your mission. And you focus on your aircraft and what you're supposed to be doing. It's kind of like our spiritual walk. You know, you get into attacks and things like that.
Yes.
Well, don't worry about the attacks. They're just attacks. You focus on your mission and where you're going. And if it blows you off a little bit, one side or the other, you have to turn over here. You know, I mentioned earlier today, you make an on-course correction. And you correct to get to where you want to go. And that's what you do in battle. You know, they say it's 90% on the training field, 10% on the battlefield. So if you're training, even in your spiritual walk, if you're trained up, if you know the Word of God is alive in your heart and everything, you go out in some stupid battle, well, it doesn't matter. You know exactly what to do. You defeat the devil because God is fighting your battles for you. He's standing beside you. He's lifting you up in everything you do. You know, he's empowered you with authority over the enemy.
Yes.
You know, step your foot on the devil and just keep on keeping on.
That's
you know, you can see the sick raised. You can see the blind see. Oh my gosh. It's just amazing what you do when you know who God is in you. Because the Holy Spirit that set the stars in the sky lives inside of George Dossett.
That's right.
And that power is available for every one of us as a believer.
That's right. You know, I was just about to ask you, my question was, how have you used all the training that you used in the military? Because not only were you in Vietnam, but you also fought in some other.
Yep. I was a commander over in Desert Storm. I was able to get a master's degree before then, and little did I know the preparation that God was doing for me, because I was still a sinner. I didn't get saved until after I was retired. But I was a commander of Desert Storm, and we had a Chinook unit, and we fought with the 18th Airborne Corps over there, and not a single hair on anybody's head in my unit was injured whatsoever.
Wow.
We did astounding things, and I was still a commander, lost as a goose. But I had a platoon leader, a little captain platoon leader, and he was a Christian, and he would gather the flight engineers and crew chiefs and mechanics in his tent every morning and have a Bible study, and they would pray and all that. And I would look down there and I go, oh, how cute. But now looking back, oh my goodness gracious, those powers were effective.
Psalms 91, man.
Oh my gosh, we had such a hedge of protection. I didn't even know it.
You couldn't even appreciate it.
No. And so we blasted off through there and we just were a stellar unit. We accomplished all kind of great feats over there. So I came back home and then I got saved after I retired. You know, I was getting ready to start my own business. And one day on a Monday morning, but that Sunday, I got saved. God transformed my life. He saved my marriage. He saved me.
Hallelujah. Oh, my gosh. So it's amazing. And it's also prophetic that at the time that you were starting a new business, you know. So Jesus said, then you know I'd be about my Father's business.
Amen.
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 You know, and he's changing your business. Well, look, we just have about 2 minutes left until the next until the next break, and it's just a short break. It's only a 30-second break, and then when we come back, we'll have a big 9-minute segment to be able to talk about what we're doing. But before I go any further, if people want to contact you, how can they contact you, George?
Well, they can email me at lifegroup, just singular, lifegroup@opendoorexperience.com. Or you can text me at 817-874-8285, and I'll be happy to talk to you or give you any information I can.
LifeGroup@opendoorexperience.com. Now, for anybody who needs any kind of information on, hey, how do you do life? How are you guys doing life groups, and how are you doing that? And again, we're about to talk about that. We're about to talk about the importance of that. But if you would like for George, to add his 2 cents worth to what you're doing, you know what? Why don't you email him? Why don't you reach out to him? Again, it's LifeGroup@opendoorexperience.com. Well, my friends, I only have about a minute left, and I'm in here talking to a worshiping warrior by the name of George Dossett. He's a good personal friend of mine. He's been with me all over the world. Right on. Where all have you been?
Well, I've been before I was with you. I was in Malawi twice.
Wow.
I've been to Uganda with you. I've been to Mexico with you. And I've been on the local outreaches, too.
You went with us, too. Didn't you go to Amazon with us?
No, I haven't been to the Amazon
yet. But you went.
I'm scared of mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, then you don't need to go there. Because I tell you what. And by the way, I am a mosquito magnet. Listen, guys, I only have about, what I got? I got about 12 seconds. I got about 10 seconds, actually, to tell you that Jesus loves you and that we will be right back talking to my good friend, Brother George Dossett, in 31 seconds. Hello, my friends. This is Troy Brewer, and you are listening to one of my recent conferences here at Open Door Church. And for this conference and many others, you can find them as video on demand at troybrewer.tv. Now, let's go back to this conference here at Open Door Church. Okay, guys, we're back. Blessings and peace on you. And I call you blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. You're listening to a podcast that you can find anytime on the worldwide waste of time by going to troybrewer.com, www.troybrewer.com. This podcast and many others are there for your listening convenience. You just point, click, and listen. I'm in here with Brother George Dossett. And, you know, I've been wanting to say your rank, but I don't even know what your rank was.
Major.
Were you really a major, man?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
I shouldn't have been, but I was.
Yeah. Wow, major. Man, that's amazing. Okay, so you made a transition, but you're still a man at war. Even though, you know, you've been retired from military for some time, you're still a man at war. And Amen. You're all about kingdom business today. What exactly is your function here at Open Door Church, and what do you do?
I am helping establish and multiply the life groups within our church. We're not calling them home groups anymore because home, it emphasizes just being in a house somewhere. We're starting groups around many, many different areas of interest. We have one group that's ladies that get together and they knit together Walmart bags to make waterproof sleeping mats for the homeless. We've got other women learning crochet, crocheting pretty little blankets for kids that are in foster care.
Yay.
We've got a bunch of crazy people that call themselves the Bluegrass Country Gospel Group, and they invite all kind of people in, want to learn to play guitar, learn gospel music, bluegrass music, and they just jam. So that's a really popular group. Oh, my gosh, yeah, they're wonderful.
I promise they are.
We've got a brand new military veterans group where veterans and their wives can come, because the wife of a military veteran goes through it just about as hard as the veteran does. So it's for people to come where we speak your language. We understand your hurts, your problems. The Vietnam veterans, especially, that got no welcome home, that maybe came back and their family no longer existed and they were lost. Well, we understand that. I'm a Vietnam vet. I'm a Desert Storm vet. We got kids back from Afghanistan, from Iraq right now with PTSD, but we love them all, and we're showing the love of Jesus to them by understanding, you know, where they're coming from and ministering to them in that point of need. But we've got all kind of groups. We got people that are going to be bicycling together because we are all about connections. We're not going to be a church of small groups. We're going to be a church of life groups. Every ministry will be a life group, from our prison ministry, our freedom ministry, our financial counseling, men's ministry, women's ministry, children, everything. We'll have about 11 different facets, to include Spark Worldwide, where people actually go on to mission trips, go in the mission field. You want to see people healed, the blind see, the people on crutches, throw them away and walk. Come to Africa with us, because I have seen thousands of them, folks.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, I got tired of hearing about it. I wanted to see it firsthand. But not only did God let me see it firsthand, He got me to let me to be a part of it. I got to preach and then see it happen. And I've seen it time and time again.
You have. I love that about you. I love your willingness to go. I it's a big deal to go to Africa. It is.
Amen.
It's a big deal. And I remember the first time that I went was in 95, and I really didn't know anybody that had else that was going, and I didn't have a big support group, and I came back and I went, you know what? I'm ruined for life. As a matter of fact, I actually wept on the plane coming home going, man, how in the world can I ever bring this back home? I want to live this life all the time. This is the life that I want to live. So we just decided we're going to live that life all the time.
Right. Yeah, because people don't understand the language you're That's speaking right. when you come back.
That's right.
I mean, you come back broken.
Yeah.
You know, you think we've got it so hard over here, and you see people over there drinking water out of a ditch.
Yeah.
Starving, you know, not eating a meal for several days, having nothing, yet standing there with their arms raised up, praising God. Oh, my gosh, I felt like such a hypocrite. I wanted to take everything I had and just send it to Africa and help those people.
I was meeting with some pastors the day before yesterday, it was either yesterday or the day before yesterday. I met with a pastor on the phone, and he called another pastor on the phone, and we were having this meeting on this open line meeting between the three of us. And he asked me, he said, Pastor Troy, how long have you been in ministry? And I told him, well, 31 years. I've been in full-time ministry for 31 years. I've been pastoring this church for 22 years. He said, you know, you just seem so full of life, and you just seem like, you know, you have so much hope. And I don't know very many pastors that have been pastoring for a long time that aren't just beat up. And I tell him, I say, you know what? I think the secret to being passionate for Jesus year after year after year is allowing your heart to get broken. Get out of the office. Get out of that office, because all I'll do is start griping about people if I stay in my
Amen.
Office. I get out there. I'm a part of all of our food outreaches. I'm part of our homeless outreach. I go on multiple missions trips a year and actually get on the front line
Amen.
And come back. I get to be the guy telling the story instead of the guy just hearing about the story.
Absolutely. You know, back in the military too, same thing would happen to a lot of generals and higher ranking officers.
Yeah.
They'd sit behind their desk after having been in war for years. They start sitting behind a desk and start getting burned out.
Yep.
And they get all burned out. Pastors get all burned out because they're staying in that church. You go over there, and nobody's a minister to them. But you go over there, and you get your heart broken.
Yep.
God starts ministering to you.
Yes,
he shows
does.
You a whole new facet of his love, and you draw closer to him. And when you draw closer to him, you come back full of vigor, like an 18-year-old.
One of the things that we hear over and over and over again, and I can't tell you, we always take, and by the way, anybody that's listening, if you're like, well, I wonder what I got to do to go on a missions trip with Open Door Church, you just got to go with us, right?
Amen.
On.
Amen.
We do not ever assume there's going to be a problem until there is a problem.
Amen.
And then if there's a problem, we'll deal with it. But you
Amen.
Know what, man? But if there's, why assume that there's going to, just come go with us, man. Get your passport, find out, because we go down to Mexico 3 or 4 times a year. We go to India at least once a year. We go to Uganda twice a year. We go down to the Amazon jungle several times a year. We got a big group of people that's going to go down there, like 60 some odd people that's going in
right.
July,
right.
which is crazy. And now we're going to Israel twice a year. And
right.
so I'm going to be over there in September. And then we're taking a big team of people over there in April. Plus, man, we do our own outreaches here, which
Amen.
Are just
Amen.
Crazy. It's just like going on a missions trip.
Amen.
I mean, it is. And so I would encourage everybody, hey, man, get out and be a part of this thing. So for people that are, but what I was actually going to say is people say it over and over again. They say, I went there to help those people, but they helped me so much.
Amen. You get ministered to.
You do get ministered to.
Amen.
You know, I've been doing the homeless outreach now for 31 years in the same exact parking lot, and it never wears me out.
Amen.
Every time I go, I get my heart broken in some brand new way.
Because everybody's got a story.
They
and
do.
You need to hear that story because they don't have anyone to share it to.
I have about 2 minutes left, and I want to give you the last 2 minutes of this, Brother George. What would you say to people that, you know what, they don't feel like that they can plug into the church? They don't feel like that there's a place for them. What would you say about that?
God has got a call and a ministry in
yes.
everyone's heart. The Bible says that you are the workmanship of God.
That's right.
Created before the foundations of the world to do good works through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So you would walk in them. So God's got a plan and a purpose for your life. And it's not just some abstract thing. He's got a bullseye he wants you in.
Come on.
So if you can take your past and get your past redeemed, any hurts or baggage you got like that, give it to God. My pastor told me one time I went through a really rough time, you can't do anything about this, dude. Give it to God. So I did, and oh my gosh, God redeemed every bit of it. And then if you start looking at your life and look at the destiny markers God has been placing there, kind of point you the way, and then look at your spiritual gifts and the stuff you like to do, then come to Open Door Church. We'll put you to work. Because the answer is, to any question, permission granted.
Yep, that's right.
Because there ain't a problem until there's a problem. So we welcome you. We love you. You know, become part of our outreaches, local or international, because there's a ministry for you. Just talk to us, and we'll help get you connected.
I learned that from my good friend, Brother David Crone. He's a pastor of a church called The Mission, which is in Vacaville, California, or Vacaville, as they say out there. They say Vacaville. And I think it's one of the most profound things I ever heard a pastor say was permission granted. And I left there and went, I'm going to come back, and for the rest of my life, I'm going to give everybody in my church permission, man, to be the people that God has called them to be. And amen. I'm not going to shackle anybody. Go get it. We're going to celebrate.
No control.
Man, religion is all about control, and I can't stand religion. Well, I only have about 20 seconds left here, and I want to tell you, Brother George, it's been great talking to you.
Well, it's great sharing.
And you've done a great job, and you're doing a great job. All right, my friends. Well, here comes the music. Wait a minute. It's going to start here in 4 seconds. In three, here, two, one. Here it comes. Oh, boom. Okay, my friends. Well, that means I only have 2 minutes left, man, to tell you how to plug in to Open Door Church and all the things that we're doing here at Open Door. It's Friday, so I want to invite you guys to come out to Open Door Church this coming Sunday. You're like, well, where in the world are you guys? Well, we're in North Central Texas. We're in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And if you are a part of this anywhere, listen, every Sunday we have so many people who travel so far to come and to be here because they're radio fans and they listen. They already feel plugged in. You know what? I would love to meet you face to face. And after every service, we go into a special VIP room for all of the first time visitors. And I get to meet people face to face. I get to hear your story. I get to give you one of my books. I sign it and give it to you and tell you I love you. I would love to meet you face to face. Come out and join us this coming Sunday at either 9 o'clock, or you can join us at 11 o'clock this coming Sunday. And if you can't join us live, you know what? You can join us online. And by the way, Brother George Dossett is online all the time. You're one of the online people that's on there talking to people and all that, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you'll actually see him. Listen, by the way, be prepared. He looks a lot better on the radio. I would encourage it. So simply go to opendoorexperience.com. Again, opendoorexperience.com. You can join us live or you can join us online. It's a free service. opendoorexperience.com. Now, my friends, I just have a few seconds left. I want to remind you, please go to troybrewer.com. Go to troybrewer.com, and that's, you can find out everything about Troy Brewer Ministries, our next conference, all the cool stuff we're doing, and including this podcast will be up next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, this podcast will be up with all my other podcasts that are free for your listening at troybrewer.com. Well, guys, it's going to be a great weekend. And I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Blessings and peace on you, my friends. Bye-bye. Hello, my friends. This is Pastor Troy Brewer. And you know, at the beginning of this year, I always fast 10 days and cry out to the Lord. And one of the prophetic phrases that God gave me this year was expand your footprint. So I began to pray for that. And then on my ranch out in Glen Rose, Texas, I actually found a massive dinosaur track on the day that I started praying for that. And then it wasn't very long after that that a great big door was opened up for us at the Nakona Boot Factory in Nakona, Texas. Hello, everybody. I'd like to invite you and yours to come out and join us for a special conference day on a Saturday. It's free of charge, and it happens at 12 o'clock, high noon, on the 22nd of July. We're calling this the Open Door Experience, and it's a Saturday at 12 o'clock, high noon, on July the 22nd at the Old Nakona Boot Factory in Nakona, Texas. For more information, you can call 817-295-7671, or as always, you can go to opendoorexperience.com.